What is going on, everyone? It is time to motivate. Welcome to Booty Bear Talks, the podcast. We're on the season 2 finale of Breakup of a Friendship. I am your host, Raisa Hemingway, alongside with my dope ass co-host, Ashley, Trees, Dita, and freaking doggone Ricky, always giving me life. Yes, I know it's been a flipping minute. Like, where have I been? Yo, so much life has been going on. Manifesting blessings, whatever I've been up to. I've been working a lot, actually. So the last episode I've actually released was like about a month ago. And now we're like almost at the end of March, close to my amazing Booty Bear anniversary of Booty Bear Talks the Podcast. I can't believe we're going on 3 years. Next month's gonna be a wonderful bitty celebration. So I want you guys to stay tuned for it. I've been all right, just been laying low and been helping other people out with their entrepreneurships and stuff. So that's why I've been kind of been laying low. You haven't been hearing much from me, but everything is going really well. Shout out to all my amazing listeners that have been stuck by me since day one, to all my New Yorkers, people from North Carolina, Florida, Cali, Vegas, all around Seattle, Washington. If you guys have been listening, thank you so much for sticking by me and always supporting and listening, because I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you guys. I do these podcast episodes and topics for you guys to really relate to, and some of the stuff I've been going through. So it's like giving you a bit of piece of me of everywhere I go. So I just wanted to show my love and appreciation and sincerity to all of you listeners. I even got my listeners in Europe. Shout out to all you guys from Switzerland, London, Ireland, Poland, all around the countries. And also, I've been hearing so much about the war on Ukraine, sending all my prayers and thoughts and love to the people Ukraine. What's been going on? It's been crazy because I've been watching the news. I've been keeping tabs what's been going on. Nobody doesn't like war, but I'm just sending all my prayers and love to people from the people of Ukraine. Just want to make sure you guys are okay, be safe, and all that and a great crazy jazz. But yes, we are in the season 2 finale. I can't believe it, but yes, this topic for this season 2 finale is going to be on breakup of a friendship. Child, who ain't been through a relationship that gone sour, or a friendship that's gone sour, actually, I meant to say, because this is a topic I haven't really much been talking about, especially I've been experiencing it since before the start of the pandemic. So it's just kind of like, and even during it, it started revealing a lot of things, like how, if you ever been dealing with one-sided friendships, have you been dealing with people's friends that been talking stuff behind your back, spreading gossip about you to make themselves feel better about themselves as a person. Trust me, you are not alone. This is the episode for you. I mean, even Ricky and Dita has been giving, I gave examples, including myself, been giving examples on the bad things of when we break up of a friendship, because usually it happens in life, like whether like you're growing up and you're doing on to better things with your life. Like, friendship is a very powerful thing. And I don't know if I mentioned this, like, on season 1. If you haven't listened to my season 1 episode of friendship, about friendship, like, just go check that out. And this is pretty much like a part 2, like, the breakup of it all. Like, you gotta stop talking. It's a rift in the friendship. You feel like it's one side, like I was mentioning. And like you've been mistreated funny, and you pull each other's desire, you talked about it, you felt like nothing else happened, then you have to resort to, hey, you have to let them go to better your mental health and better yourself as a grown-up person. Because there are people out there that will talk stuff behind your back and won't even admit it, and won't admit it to your face. But they go on spreading gossip about you to make themselves the innocent person, where they've set themselves up to be the corporate and the enemy, and they're the one that's starting up the drama. But we're gonna, like, you're gonna hear more of that into the podcast, because I want to do this more with you guys, because, and also catch up what's been going on, because we all gone through it, even myself. So you're gonna hear me hear a few new things, what I went through personally, and then you hear some examples. So we're gonna take a little itty bitty break. We'll be right back after these messages. And remember, it's time to motivate. Dang it, let's get those. Get your popcorn. Get your wine. Get yourself snuggled up in the bed or something, or get yourself in a comfortable position. This is gonna be a juicy episode. We'll be back. Peace. What is going on, everyone? It is time to motivate. Welcome to Booty Bear Talks, the podcast. We're on the season 2 finale of Breakup of a Friendship. I am your host, Raisa Hemingway, alongside with my dope ass co-host, Ashley, Trees, Dita, and freaking doggone Ricky, always giving me life. Yes, I know it's been a flipping minute. Like, where have I been? Yo, so much life has been going on. Manifesting blessings, whatever I've been up to. I've been working a lot, actually. So the last episode I've actually released was like about a month ago. And now we're like almost at the end of March, close to my amazing Booty Bear anniversary of Booty Bear Talks the Podcast. I can't believe be going on 3 years. Next month's gonna be a wonderful bitty celebration, so I want you guys to stay tuned for it. I've been all right, just been laying low and been helping other people out with their entrepreneurships and stuff, so that's why I've been kind of been laying low. You haven't been hearing much from me, but everything is going really well. Shout out to all my amazing listeners that have been stuck by me since day one, to all my New Yorkers, people from North Carolina, Florida, Cali, Vegas, all around Seattle, Washington. If you guys have been listening, thank you so much for sticking by me and always supporting and listening, because I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you guys. I do these podcast episodes and topics for you guys to really relate to, and some of the stuff I've been going through. So it's like giving you a bit of piece of me of everywhere I go. So I just wanted to show my love and appreciation and sincerity to all of you listeners. I even got my listeners in Europe. Shout out to all you guys from Switzerland, London, Ireland, Poland, all around the countries. And also, I've been hearing so much about the war on Ukraine, sending all my prayers and thoughts and love to the people Ukraine. What's been going on? It's been crazy because I've been watching the news. I've been keeping tabs what's been going on. Nobody doesn't like war, but I'm just sending all my prayers and love to people from the people of Ukraine. Just want to make sure you guys are okay, be safe, and all that and a great crazy jazz. But yes, we are in the season 2 finale. I can't believe it, but yes, this topic for this season 2 finale is going to be on breakup of a friendship. Child, who ain't been through a relationship that gone sour, or a friendship that's gone sour, actually, I meant to say, because this is a topic I haven't really much been talking about, especially I've been experiencing it since before the start of the pandemic. So it was just kind of like, and even during it, it started revealing a lot of things, like how, if you ever been dealing with one-sided friendships, have you been dealing with people's friends that been talking stuff behind your back, spreading gossip about you to make themselves feel better about themselves as a person. Trust me, you are not alone. This is the episode for you. Even Ricky and Dita has been giving, I gave examples, including myself, been giving examples on the bad things of when we break up of a friendship, because usually it happens in life, like whether like you're growing up and you're doing on to better things with your life. Like, friendship is a very powerful thing. And I don't know if I mentioned this, like, on season 1. If you haven't listened to my season 1 episode of friendship, about friendship. Like, just go check that out. And this is pretty much like a part two, like the breakup of it all. Like, you gotta stop talking. It's a rift in the friendship. You feel like it's one side, like I was mentioning, and like you've been mistreated funny, and you pull each other's desire. You talked about it. You felt like nothing else happened. Then you have to resort to, hey, you have to let them go to better your mental health and better yourself as a grown-up person. Because there are people out there that will talk stuff behind your back and won't even admit it, and won't admit it to your face. But they go on spreading gossip about you to make themselves the innocent person, where they've set themselves up to be the culprit and the enemy, and they're the one that's starting up the drama. But we're gonna, like, you're gonna hear more of that into the podcast, because I want to do this more with you guys, because, and also catch up what's been going on, because we all gone through it, even myself. So you're gonna hear me hear a few new things, what I went through personally, and then you hear some examples. So we're gonna take a little itty bitty break. We'll be right back after these messages. And remember, it's time to motivate, dang it. Let's get those, get your popcorn, get your wine, get yourself snuggled up in the bed or something, or get yourself in a comfortable position. This is gonna be a juicy episode. We'll be back. Peace. What up, you guys? It is time to motivate up in here. We are with a new episode and season two finale of Buddha Bear Talks, the podcast. Yes, I'm with Dita, I'm with Ricky, and my delicious, amazing guest, Winter. She's part of the amazing episode of Breakup of a Friendship. Girl, y'all, I miss y'all so fucking much. I can't believe we're going to season two finale. Bitch, I'm excited. I'm ecstatic. And we're going to be giving you some tea about breakup of a friendship. Because, honey, I got some tea and juiciness all for you. Nigga, I don't know if you went through this shit last year. Because last year was an eye-opener of losing friends, losing a job, losing a whole bunch of motherfucking shit. And my happy gay ass, I never been felt so much peace in all my life. Is that right, y'all? Uh-huh. Okay. We got some stories and some tea for you. And while I'm smoking this blunt, same thing. You get my little chocolate. Ooh. See, nothing like a nice little blunt while we're all out here giving a bob and podcasting at the same time. Yes. I want to introduce the world to my two amazing, wonderful hosts for Buddha Bear Talks, the podcast, Dita and Ricky. Yes, they are with us, and they're going to give you some amazing tea. Alongside with Ashley and three, some little teddy bears. That's my other two amazing hosts. That's along with the Buddha Bear family. All five of us together, we give you all the power of the Buddha Bear. And as you also know, I am, besides being a podcaster and a baker, I am an SGI member of a Buddhist, part of the Soka Gakkai International. I chant Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, sharing daily encouragement, giving you positive vibes, and also spreading the word of Nam-myoho Renge Kyo one day at a time, and giving you all the fucking realness. Hey, even though I am a Buddhist, I do go through real life shit. And when I do go through real life shit, I'm going to keep it a buck. They know they're going to draw all the happiness. Yes, my little mofos.
So how are you doing? Ready?
I am ready for this motherfucking tea. I'm excited. I'm ready. I can't wait to see what this adventure in stores for us. Me, you, Ashley, Dita, Therese. This is going to be a fucking epic adventure. Oh, my teddy bears. Yes, we're going to give you all this. And also, are you ready to give all this tea about breakup of friendship? Because I know you got stories to tell, honey.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
Oh, child. Even I'm ready, too. Because recently, last year, oh, honey. You talk about eye-opener and gossips and shit and rekindling friendships, re-explaining yourself what the fuck has been going on. You got to tell this person
oh, I thought you said this, that, and the third, and you be like, no.
This is why you don't do Messenger. 2022, no more Messenger. If you got something to say, mm-hmm. hit them up directly.
Yep.
If you want something done right, do it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You heard what Dita said, y'all. Do it your fucking self. Don't run, be Messenger. You tell that person exactly how you feel. I always say this all the time because there has been a lot of misunderstandings. That's how people spread lies to cover their own ass. And it usually backfires and bite them in the pussy at the same time. So, hence why a hard head make a soft ass. But yes, before we even get right and straight into this wonderful tea, we're going to take a little itty bitty break and we'll be right back right after these wonderful messages. It's time to motivate, bitches. The season 2 finale is on the way. What up, motherfuckers? We are back in action. Yes, back with Dieter, Ricky, Winter, and myself. Yes, we're back with Buddha Bear Talks, the podcast. Sorry, I sound like I was having so much goddamn sex, but that wasn't the case. I'm just really silly and bubbly at the same fucking goddamn time. But yes, before we went on our little EBD commercial break, we was also talking about the little bit BDs of sharing a little bit of our experience of breakup of a friendship. I know some of you guys have went through a lot of friendship breakups during the pandemic, probably before and a little and after in the middle of the shit. And what's kind of funny, don't feel bad because you're not alone in this department, because I've experienced losing a lot of friends. Some of them I kind of laid low from everybody because I didn't like how I was being mistreated. If you guys will agree also, because I had a dope ass friend that I shared everything with, and then during the middle of the pandemic, it just, I knew it was time. I was doing my own mental health struggles, my own depression, and I felt like that I didn't want to pull her down with me, so I kind of just like lay low and ghosted and just kind of lay low from everybody. Sometimes getting the healing by yourself is kind of like the smartest thing you need to do for yourself, so that you can win and break through in your own situation, your own life, especially if you want to get married, have boyfriend, girlfriend down the road. Because me, I want my man, but I'm trying to get right all together first because I'm enjoying my happiness. Mm-hmm. Yes. Before we even get into this wonderful episode, I want to dedicate this amazing, wonderful, dope-ass episode to my late Buddha auntie, Miss Thais Adams, who recently passed last month. Her family, we all been like devastated by her loss. They did a homegoing celebration. To the family of Thais Adams, I'm sending all my love and hugs because I know some of the family members, her sister, her daughters. I'm sending all the love and praise to them. If you ever need anything, please don't hesitate to reach out. I'm always an open phone call away. On Instagram, hit me up. You know what to do. I'm sending all my love and hugs to you. And Auntie Thais, wherever you are, rest in peace. I so greatly appreciate and thank you for everything that you've done for all of us. You've touched a lot of people's lives. And from this moment on, we're all going to do our best to keep your memory alive and always sing songs, be happy, live life to the fullest. Like you said, life is freaking too short. You are amazing. You are incredible. You are capable. Thank you for being my Buddha auntie. You always supported me. Now I see why, from all your close friends throughout the years that you grew up with, they have an amazing friend and an angel by their side. I love you, auntie. Rest in peace. I love you so much. And to the fam, I miss y'all so much. Hit me up. You know what to do. Shaba. All right. Now, let's get into this breakup of a friendship. I know, Ricky, you got some crazy tea you might want to share of the cookies.
Yeah. So, a few years ago, I had this friend that I met through college. We were in a class that was like really bad, and we became friends really quickly. And over the years, we became best friends. Mm-hmm. She was very much about her image and how everything around her made her look, including me. So it started off, we were like actually friends and it was like friendly. And then after a few years, it became like very about her.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a lot of bad blood with other members of her family that she does not know about, that she really, really idolizes this person who's like actually a really terrible person, to be honest. And so because of me hanging out with this family, I was introduced to a whole different lifestyle. They like to go out a lot. They like to do certain powdered substances, shall I say. And these are people who, like, some of them have kids. And you're going out. Like, for me and my friend, it's fine because we're just young and having fun. But you are the older one who has a kid and you're doing these things. And then you're coming home to your child.
Yeah.
Oh,
that. So then I was introduced to that and that kind of lifestyle of like going out and being the party person and like doing drugs. And it was fun until it wasn't. And, you know, I had a situation where I like, you know, had to dip out of people's lives for a minute to like get my shit together.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have my phone. So when I got my phone, I had it for like, I think a few hours. I was reading the messages and this person who I hadn't spoken to for like 2 months, who's supposed to be my best friend. It was like, hey, and then it was like, hey, where are you? Hey, what's going on? I have something important to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, hey, your friend who I think is hot liked one of my pictures. So it's like, you hit me up to talk about you. Mind you, you've acknowledged that I have not been responding for a while and you haven't even asked why. Mm-hmm. And like, it was a situation where like, I could have actually died. And like, I was at her house when these things were happening.
I was just about to say, not even ask why, just ask, how are you doing? How's everything been?
Well, yeah, like, we drank way too much and I did way too much coke. And like, this was all like, I'm with her. This was for her birthday. She was stressing me out. She was being a brat about everything. Her whole family was asking me what was wrong with her, as if I knew. And it was all because she was moody that this person, who is a really terrible person and does really shitty things, wasn't at her party. And this person is her father.
Ooh, that is shady.
And so that was triggering to me, but me being her best friend, I'm just trying to keep my shit together to make sure that she and the rest of her family have a good time when that's not my position.
Yeah.
And not once did anybody in that, you know, group who was supposed to be like ride and die clan ever like was like, hey, maybe you're like drinking too much, or like, hey, maybe like chill on the coke for tonight, or like, you know, like say something to kind of like be like, okay, maybe like go sit down and drink some water for a second. Mm-hmm. Instead, it was like, keep drinking, keep doing this. We have, let's go to the bathroom here, pass this bag, do this. Not responsible at all. So it's like mentally I wasn't in a good place. And mind you, we had been doing this for like a month straight. Mm-hmm. A month, like maybe it was a week and it just felt like a month. But we did it for like days. And it was like, wake up late, start drinking in the morning. You're eating like fast food, fatty stuff, trying to get your energy back, picking out your outfits, trying to wake up to go out and do it all over again and do the same thing and have the same kind of high energy. And like, that wasn't good for me. And, you know, for a really long time, I didn't speak about it because some of her family have never been anything but nice towards me.
Mm-hmm.
However, they have enabled this person who was supposed to be my friend to do have the bad behavior that she had. Like, she had this thing where she would call herself princess, but it's like, I've known her since we were like 22. Mm-hmm. After a while, for a woman to refer herself as a princess and have that kind of entitlement mentality mm-hmm. is a little childish and unusual. Mm-hmm. That was her. And, you know, none of my actual friends liked her. Like, I would try to introduce her to, like, my other friends' groups, you know. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever liked her. Everyone would always question me, like, why are you friends with her? And, you know, I had this loyalty to her because I had known her for so long. And I had been there through so many things, like, birthdays and things. Like, she was the first person, like, I ever, like, bought jewelry for to, like, mm-hmm. you know, like, for your birthday. Like, mm-hmm. And she would pretend like she had things that she didn't have. And she'd treat a lot of people like shit. And I have this other friend who she did really dirty and would lie about her and say that she was doing things and talking about things that would make her seem fake and make me want to cut her off just because she was having an issue with her. Mm-hmm. Me and that other person are actually like really close friends because we all met at the same time. Mm-hmm. And when I told her some of these things that were happening because she wasn't around for them because this person basically exiled her, like that's how the friendship was. She was like at the top of the food chain and you mm-hmm. did what she said, you wore what she said, everything was on her terms, but she never had money to cover the charge to get into a club. She never really ever paid for bottle service or chipped in on the VIP service that like her cousin would pay for or all these guys would pay for, you know. Then she would go to other people's table and then drink their alcohol and not really chip in, and then she would brag about it and be like, oh my god, I'm such a princess because look, I got all these people to have me drink for free, everybody loves me type shit. Exactly. And, you know, after a while, I had to look at myself and be like, well, what type of person are you that you attracted this into your life? You know, and it was really hard because I, from my standpoint, really thought she was my friend. And her cousin, you know, I thought she was my friend, too, mm-hmm. until she started telling me not to be friends with this other person who had done nothing but show me support through my hard times. Mm-hmm. And the cousin stopped talking to me, unfollowed me and everything just because you and your cousin have beef with her. She supported me through my struggle. You really haven't done anything. And you are a part of the problem. And it's like, it was very hard for me to like cut that off and like manage my feelings enough to be like, don't do this. Like, mm-hmm. I was, like, texting her. She wouldn't reply. Like, I was going crazy. Because mm-hmm. I was like, okay, you know what? Like, you're mad, but, like, this is your friend. Like, make it work. Figure it out. Yeah. And, like, I had to, like, really realize that, like, she was only my friend for the opportunities that I was allowing her. And it's not to brag about anything that I do or don't have, but it's, like, when I go out, I party a certain way, and I like to look nice, and I get attention. Yeah. And I've had a few people in my life, you know, and I allowed that to happen the longest. You just like the attention that is attracted to the group because of the people you surround yourself with. When in reality, you're really not that good of a person on the inside to get that kind of attention anyway. You're fake and people don't gravitate towards you because of that. Yeah. So it's unfortunate and it really, really sucked for a really long time. And it was hard. And then like actual friends that I had were like dying. So it's like, it was a very like traumatic thing for my brain to like figure out. And then it's like, I'm trying to tell myself like everything happens for a reason, you know, like this person really wasn't good for you. Like you were in a really shitty situation while this person was witnessing all of this. And they have never, ever once been like, hey, how are you doing? You okay? Like, what happened? You want to talk about it? Oh my God, that's so crazy. If I had known, maybe, you know, like, and I had to learn that, you know, you don't always get closure for these things. Yeah. And you kind of have to find it within yourself. And once I did that, I was okay to get rid of more people in my life like that weren't serving me anything. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, so it was really hard, but you know, it's a lesson I think everybody has to learn. And I'm sure you guys have similar stories about it. That was mine. So I hope you enjoyed it.
Yes, my little powder puff. Yes, Ricky. Thanks for giving that daggone, like, that wonderful story and gave an example. See, learn from Ricky, y'all. Learn from him. He's been through a lot. See, he's a human being. This is why I love doing this. This is why I love doing this podcast episode, because I want to give you guys different examples and different stories of what, how of a friendship that could go so well, so smooth in the beginning, and then in the middle of it all, mm-hmm. it's all turned out to be cracking up. It's something ain't right. Mm-hmm. They start yelling at you, treating you differently, and straight out, flat out lying in your fucking face like a damn bastard banshee bitch. And then they're trying to make you look like you're the bad guy.
It's gaslighting.
It's
so irritating. But, you know.
It makes you want to fuck people up.
It does. But, you know, you just have to come at everything through love and positivity. And love yourself and know your worth. And just understand that you are not your situation. And I think when you do that, you open up more opportunities to explore that kind of, like, mindset. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Yes, my Buddha Bear listeners, if you guys are just tuning in, we are talking about breakup of a friendship. That is the title. That is the tea. I'm alongside with Dita, Ricky, and my amazing guest, Winter. Yes, she's joining in. She's going to join in a little bit later on. Or if you want to share your little experience, you got any? Anything you want to share, my love?
I don't know. I think this past year of the pandemic, and or these past 2 years now, I don't know, or it feels like the longest year ever. It feels like the most continuous year. Mm-hmm. It just feels like it hasn't ended. But I've learned a lot about myself and my friends and the company I wanted to keep around myself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I lost a lot of friends along the way. My circle is very small now. It's actually not enough people in it to make a circle.
It's like a little teapot.
It's so, like, got a couple of pebbles in there here and there, but mm-hmm. you know,
keep them close by you.
I always felt like I measured my worth by the amount of friends I had or the amount of people mm-hmm. I had in my life that loved me, because that's, you know, I've never been a materialistic person, right? The most important thing is, like, love and, you know, support the people you keep around you, your company, because when you have nothing, or at least that's what I was taught, when you have nothing, at least you have the people around you, you know, things you could rise, you could fall. Nothing is guaranteed in life except the company that you keep. So, you know, I always put value into love and to relationships. I feel like when you have so much going on, it's easy to bypass a lot of things, a lot of the signs that maybe a person is not a good friend. But once the pandemic happened, everybody was stuck at home. There was nothing to do but focus on how you feel about things, how you think about things, if I agree with you or not, or, you know, the things that you've done in the past. Is this person really a good friend to me? Because mm-hmm. I didn't even notice that they were doing this, you know, the entire time. And it brought a lot of clarity. You know, I'm married. Mm-hmm. I have a 3-year-old who I love. You know, I love my family, but, you know, it's hard to hold on to friendships, you know, because people don't really put value in, you know, in them. They don't mm-hmm. put value in, you know, how people feel. They just, like, a lot of my friendships I find were just people who wanted to talk about themselves, similarly to, like, your story that you were saying before, you know. People call, you know, they don't talk to you, they don't ask you how you doing, they don't check on you, mm-hmm. but then they're like, oh, girl, like, listen to me and what I'm going through, like, mm-hmm. listen to how terrible my life, and you're like, yeah, you know, that's, I'm sorry, you know, my stuff too, and one of my biggest pet peeves is somebody who, like, purposely tries to, like, when you tell them your problem you're having, they want to tell you a problem that's worse than that. Mm-hmm. You're like, wow, exactly.
It's a very big competition.
Life is more shitty. Like, yeah. Wow.
Like, oh, you think that's bad? Well, look at this, that, and the third. Like,
you don't have it that bad.
We all got stuff. Like,
we all got shit.
Stuff that we can't handle. But I feel like it also puts the value in, like, the people who are around. Like, you know, I feel like I didn't appreciate my family as much as before. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't put more value in blood than in time spent and experience. Like, I just feel like, You know, I don't agree with people who won't cut off their family members when their family members do fucked up shit. Like, if you treat me like shit, that's more what I cut off than anything. A lot of family members. Like, mm-hmm. I felt like a lot of people were trying to use me, you know, my... Ooh, here's a story. I wasn't even thinking about this story.
So my
favorite cousin, you feel me? I never had a sister growing up. I'm an only child. So it comes with, a lot of people think that there's advantages to that. And like, I won't say that there are. Obviously, I'm spoiled. There was no one else to give presents to and candy and snacks besides me. But, you know, it's a lot of, I feel like, emotional damage and psychology that comes to play with that when all you know is your parents and there's not another sibling there to tell you, be like, you know, what's really right and what's really wrong, you know. And not every single, you know, as I am a parent, like, we make mistakes, you know. People fuck, we don't really know what's right all the time. And, you know, when you think that everything your parents say is law and there's no one else to go to, you know, confirm what's real and what's not, it's mm-hmm. it's hard to get stuck in that. So, you know, I never really had any siblings, but my cousin, I was really close to. We were kind of close in age. She was maybe 2-3 years older than me, but she always treated mm-hmm. me real good. I was always a chunky kid, just to get bullied a lot. And even in, you know, my family, in my tight circle of cousins, I guess the eldest boy used to pick on me a lot. Mm-hmm. Funny enough, him and my favorite cousin were very close, this cousin. They're like brother and sister, but he was just, you know, not real nice to me. And she was treating me like I was her sister. So I always loved her for that. And, you know, we're adults now and things change. And, you know, she's trying to live her life the best way she can, trying to be successful. And, you know, mm-hmm. I might always agree with the things that she does, but she has her setbacks, you know. She has a lot of, you know, health issues that she goes through that stops her from doing certain things. But bottom line is, just like me, she's not been in a place financially, like, stable, you know? Mm-hmm. So when it comes to spending time with my family, I found as soon as I turned 18 and got a job that everyone expected me to put out. Everybody wants me to open my wallet.
Of course.
And it's like, you know,
can you hold me down? Can you give me $20-$40?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mind. Like, at first I was blinded. Like, I loved giving my money away because mm-hmm. I was young. I was living with my parents. I didn't have no bills to pay because I was in college and they loved that I was going to college. So I didn't have to give them shit. Mm-hmm. So all that, you know, I was working and going to college, doing whatever the fuck I wanted, partying. All that money I was making was going straight in my pocket. So I had no problem, like, dishing all that shit out. Especially to the people that I love. And I didn't put much, like I said, I put value in love, but I didn't put value in who was showing me love. I only put value mm-hmm. in who I cared about. And I had to realize that there's a difference. Like, not everybody that you, you know, really care about, it really cares about you. And even if they do, that doesn't mean that they're, you know, treating you the right way. Like, and it's hard in New York City. It's grimy out here. Like, everybody's just trying to get their own, you know what I'm saying? So I just, like, realized over the course of time that, you know, every time we went out somewhere, her and even her mother, my aunt, you would think my aunt would hold it down. Like, you an adult.
Yeah,
I'm just getting myself up, especially now that I got my kid. Like, everybody got their wallet closed and they really expecting a lot. And it's like, I have to set boundaries. But then I'm like, why do I have to go with my family and set boundaries and no one's? And then y'all going go-karting next week and nobody invited me. Nobody even called me. And how y'all even got money to do that? I'm confused. Like, it don't even make sense. Oh, that's another thing, because my husband has a license. We was on a zip car wave, you know, we was trying to get away. We like to drive, we like to go places. So everything was like, oh, a favor. And I didn't realize how I was being finessed. Like, I would be called and be like, oh my gosh, this is a terrible thing that I'm going through, knowing that I'm gonna be nice enough to be like, oh my gosh, please let me help you. Like, begging my husband to do things for me, for somebody that he's not gonna get nothing out of. Not a compensation and barely a thank you, because, you know, it's expected because it's family. And it's like, I don't agree with that, you know? So I had to, you know, set her loose, unfortunately. And it sucks because I made her the godmother of my daughter, but I felt like, you know, that's another thing. She hadn't been coming around. You know, we got into a big fight at the zoo because she was chilling with her, her sister and her sister's man and her, you know, the younger crowd. And I'm hanging out with her little brother and sister and my daughter, the kids, because I'm thinking we going to the zoo. It's for the kids. He said, let's take the kids to the zoo. Y'all going where y'all going? I'm like, what's going on? We separating. Like, what are we doing? I thought we was all together taking these kids to the zoo. Mm-hmm. And this girl has the audacity to look at me and be like, I don't have any kids. What are you talking? And I'm like, oh, bitch, that's how you feel. I thought you had a granddaughter. I mean, a goddaughter over here. Like, I'm sorry. The more upset I get, the more hood comes out. I'm
like, yes. Yes.
The more passionate I get.
She's not lying. The hood does come out of people. If you pay attention, listen.
Bottom line is, you know, I still love them. And I hope, you know, I tried to explain that the best that I could. They could take it however they want to take it. You know what I'm saying? But if I notice a pattern and I bring it to your attention, it's up to you what you want to do from there.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like, you know, because I'm not blind, I'm not stupid. Mm-hmm. And if you want to close yourself off and be in denial and risk losing a friendship or a family member, that's, you know, all my responsibility is to be open and honest with you and with myself. And to not, you know, never to give more than you receive. And it sucks because, you know, I wish, like Dita, I wish I could be such a giving soul like the way Dita is. And it's like the world continues to show me that they don't, you know, deserve the goodness that I have to offer. So I have to preserve myself. Because if not, I'm just going to, you know.
Set yourself up for failure to get hurt every single time, which I have learned repeatedly. So I know similar how you're feeling. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
That's my piece. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to me.
Of course, my little chocolate chip. Thank you for sharing that.
I'm loving the chocolate chip label.
Yes, because you are. And you're looking all fancy.
Also, can we just like acknowledge how she has such a good voice for podcasting?
Oh, my gosh.
Like that raspy, like New York.
You're giving me all that flavor. See, this is what Buddha Bear Talks, the podcast, is all about. It's about encouragement. It's about telling the realness, the real grittiness, good or bad, what you've done, but also finding that breakthrough within your own life and say, hey, yo, I commit that I fucked up. This is how I'm feeling. And take responsibility for your actions. Because there's a lot of people, like friends and family, they won't even take responsibility for their own shit.
Nobody does.
No one does nowadays. I'll give you a little bit of an example. It's like, and Dita will agree with me on this because, girl, we both went through some shit together. And to the point where, this is how y'all know, me and Dita, we go way back. Y'all know each other. We knew each other from prep. Mm-hmm. Never had a problem, bone hating thing. I never had nothing to do with this shit. Nothing hating with this girl. Mm-hmm. Love her to death. Like, she's now,
I'm
like,
not problematic at all.
She's so laid back and chill. She be like, yo, Kitty, you doing something? Like, she'll invite me to her house. Like, her mom and her peeps will invite me to her house. And I say, yo, dope, I'm coming over.
Mm-hmm.
And I be meeting some of her amazing, dope friends. So mature, and mind you, I'm like the gay uncle of the fucking goddamn group. Even I'm only 37 years old, and I don't look it.
The gay
uncle. Yeah, I'm the gay uncle. I'm like nieces and nephews and shit. But yeah, like me and Dita went through. This was like a test of our friendship because someone was, long story short, because I'm not calling nobody out, because you know my gay ass is not messy unless you really want me to push that button.
Don't at me.
Don't at me or nothing. But we went through a situation last year. This is right when I was just started back working. I just started my new job at the hospital. Mm-hmm. And Ashley came to visit, like came to see how don't we ain't seen each other in a while. And I was working. Girl, working in the hospital, you're new. You gotta work your way up and doing doubles every weekend. But long story short, we were just basically catching up and stuff, see where we're at, how we catch up with each other's lives. Long story short, we get a text message from one of our peoples, our former peoples, saying that, hey, what's been going on? Why I feel like you leaving me out, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like,
oh, we're not leaving you out. We're just, like, you know, doing our own thing right now.
She was always absent. She had a lot going on.
Long story short. And it was just, like, it was getting kind of to the point, like, you're going through your own thing. And, oh, my God. And it's, like, you're going through your own thing. And at the same time, you just wasn't present. We're all going through our own lives and shit. But after that part, it just went downhill from there. And then she sent me a message on Instagram about my other homegirl, which wasn't cool at all. Mind you, I'm over here having a conversation with this person. And this person sent me like, oh, I'm not entertaining this. That's how I first started it. So I was like, here we go. The non-genuine shit again. So I was like, okay. I didn't pay any attention to it. So me and Ashley's, we talking. We're just catching up. Next thing you know, she's... What is up, y'all? Where we just left off. While I was over here eating my goddamn pretzel. I'll explain the crazy situation what happened between me and Dita. And the other associate of mine. About that whole weird, crazy ass situation. Long story short, she was sending shady messages about my homegirl, which wasn't cool. And then my homegirl, which you all know, called her out on Instagram. Dita was the first to see this shit. Girl, you talking about, I'm sitting here in the background like, oh my God, what
with
is
the popcorn? No, I'm kidding.
Me, I was like this sipping my drink outside while we were just talking and stuff. I'm like, this is not happening. What the fuck? Keep me out this crazy shit. This is some revealing shit. But long story short, she got caught on her shit, talking shit behind my friend's back, and tried to lie and cover it up, saying that I start shit. I'm like, wait a minute, the fuck? Why are you spreading lies saying that you the one that I started stuff where you're the main one talking shit behind someone else's back, sending me messages, sending her a direct message? If you had a problem with this shit, talk to her directly. I'm not your messenger. Didn't we just, and the funny thing about it, we just had this conversation. And it just went out one end out the other. It was like, it was okay for her to do it, but if I did it, I was a punk ass nigga or something. But it turned out in the end, she was spreading a lot of more lies. She even went and told my fluff friend Dita the lies that were told until I had to clear it up, which was crazy. And Dita agrees with me on this. It was a lot of he say, she say shit, because that's exactly what it was. And I was telling Dita, I never had no problems with you. What the fuck? And when I explained it to her, she listened to the whole entire story, the good and the bad, what I've done, blah, blah, blah. I cleared some shit up. She cleared stuff up. We became so full of love and fluff puffs because that's my little powder puff Dita. We never have issues. And that was the crazy thing. We never had a fight or nothing. And with the other fight with the, you know, with her, that shall remain nameless. That's the first time we ever got into an argument and she stopped talking to me because she got caught on her shit. Not being shady on the tea, but please don't talk shit behind people. You can't confront them yourselves.
Absolutely.
That's how you start up a lot of drama. It's kind of childish.
And the truth always comes to the light. It don't matter how good you think you are lying. It's always going to come out.
Even if you're the best liar.
Mm-hmm. That bitch always gonna come back and bite you in the ass. Karma's a bitch. She'll teach you a lesson. And then now, as you know, my circle gotten a lot smaller, as you already heard and noticed. All of our circles gotten smaller. Mm-hmm. And it's like, the minute that happened, me and Dita got closer, and Ashley got closer, and Tree. So it's like, we became a tight-knit family. Whatever that was the situation, we would talk about it. From now, long story short, that just comes to show you that don't talk shit behind people's back. That's my example from my experience. Mm-hmm. I've done my fair share of shit, but
You're going to have those people that are going to pretend they're going to lie in your face and still hang out with the person. And their friend don't even know that this person's the liar. That's the fuckery part about it. That's going to blow your mind, even smoking weed at the same time. But, yo, y'all got anything else to add to this crazy shit? Because Lord, child knows. If you're not, if you guys are following us on Buddha Bear Talks the Podcast, go on Instagram. You can follow all our personal pages, Ray Evolution 1985, Dita on Viva, Viva underscore La Dita, and Viva La Beauty, because she's an entrepreneur herself. Ricky, he's an amazing, hardworking motherfucker. That's so Alyssa on Instagram. He gives you all the flavor, and he keeps it real, full of love and life at the same time. And so mature, full of fluff pups. Yes.
Also, I just want to say that if you are a female and you want to be on my close friends, just let me know. I tend to talk about things that females usually would relate to. I have some guys on there too, but it's more for the female perspective. So you could DM me. I ask questions like every so often, and I try to interact with you guys on more of a personal level. And a lot of the behind the scenes stuff that we don't show, I show there too. So like, if you want to do that, you get an extra little glimpse into like my world, just besides like the fluff that's out there.
Facts, all the fluff. Oh, Jesus. I don't want to give all that kind of fluff either, my little chocolate thunders. Child, you know me. I'm over here trying to program my damn Instagram so I could be on the podcast and be full of fur balls and kittens. So y'all be like, I want to give y'all all the tea. But I want you guys to really, friendship is a very powerful thing.
Yes.
Do not take advantage of lightly of the situation. If you love,
friendship is stronger than your own family blood. You know?
And honestly, if it you sure feel is. Or have any questions and you start questioning a friend, always bring it up to them and don't feel like, you know, something is too silly. Obviously, if you feel a way about something that was done or maybe said or how your friendship is with somebody, I think communicating with them is something you can do to kind of help that. Because if you don't, then it just gets worse, you know? And sometimes you do have good friendships, and the good friendships you have, it takes work.
Yes.
And it takes work on both ends. So, you know, just don't be afraid to have conversations with your friends like this on like how you feel about the friendship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how you get closer with people and stuff. And that's really important to understand and really validate yourself with how you feel about situations.
Yes, yes, my little chocolate chip. That's right. You heard what Alyssa said. Meow, meow. This is amazing. Oh, I feel loved. Yes, I'm also trying to get the live going. See, look at this. See, I made it just as perfect as chocolate chips. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes, I'm even live on Instagram so I can show all my listeners that we're doing this behind the scenes. If you pop on Instagram right now, I'm doing a live. You'll probably see it like after it's all done being recorded and shit. But I'm giving you guys a sneak peek what's going on behind the scenes of Buddha Bear Talks the Podcast with me, Dita, Ricky, Ashley, and Therese. This is what we do. We full of chocolate chip and honey dips. We keep you laughing, keep you smiling, but we also talk about real life situations. My gosh, yo, I cannot believe, like, this is the season 2 finale.
Yeah.
And we're going into season 3.
It's such a long way.
Yes, I can't believe how far it's come. 3 seasons, how we've grown and how it morphed. I wasn't expecting for the podcast to morph as amazing and powerful as it is. I'm shocked. I'm like... And then how the way things kind of came up together with me, Ashley, and Therese. And then, because I knew Dita was always part of the podcast fam because she was just super busy. Then when everything that happened, look, she popped, she manifested right on up and alongside with Ricky. Mm-hmm. And we just clicked. It's just like a missing piece of the puzzle put together like a pizza pie. I can't get over that. It's crazy. I'm just so blessed and fortunate to have y'all joining the fun of the podcast. I'm just so grateful. And yes, yes, yes. Oh my God. So, well, we're gonna stop on here for now. I'm gonna share some encouragement. And then we're gonna give you a little bit of season 3 sneak peek. You wonder about how you're gonna see the sneak peek? Well, bitch, you're just gonna have to listen and tune in and find out. Right after the season finale, we're gonna post a little itty bitty little something something on what's coming up for season 3 for Booty Bear Talks the podcast. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back right after these messages. Time to motivate, motherfuckers. What's up, you guys? We're back. It's time to motivate. I hope you guys enjoyed that wonderful Booty Bear conversations of breakup of a friendship. I hope some of these examples will help you get through your tough time if we went through a breakup of a friendship, or I hope this could relate to you all, because honey, let's keep it 100. Like, during the pandemic, I thought I had friends that were really my friends, and come to find out through some shady undertones and with a lot of, through some therapy help, I came to realization that if friends ain't gonna be your friends, they will giddy up and laugh in your face. And I know I've took my fair share of accountability. If something I didn't like, I said, hey, I would vent out and say, hey, do I need to confront this person and XYZ? And they say, no, go confront. And then it would get really kind of crazy if they're not going to take accountability and you expressing to them what's going on. This is your cue to get out of the friendship now and break up the friendship and show their respect. Say, hey, you keep doing what you're doing, I'm going to have to cut myself off. Even if you have a friend that's been like more than 10, 12, 13, 14 plus years, that with me, I'm very loyal. But when it comes to respect at the end of the day, like, you, respect has to be earned within each other. Like, you give respect to get respect. You don't want nobody to disrespect you. I don't want to be disrespected by nobody. It goes both ways. And sometimes you have to take a bit of accountability, which is, of what am I putting out there? What am I doing that's setting up the tone? Is this a one-sided relationship? Is the friendship even really genuine? Sometimes you have to really take a step back and like ask yourself this and be like, if you know something ain't right, you follow your gut instinct and separate yourself. Because 9 times out of 10, your gut instincts would be right. And also, if that person's actions, if they treating that person nasty, but they're treating the other friend with so much love and respect, then you already got a heads up glimpse that this is a one-sided relationship and they never respected you from jump street. I gave y'all many examples. Even I went through it myself during the pandemic. It's just like, you thought that people were your friends, and then all of a sudden they do a whole left field and they want to drag your name to the ground and say, hey, he's talking shit behind people back, he's a starter shooter, and come to realize they're the main ones that saying that they said they did startup shit. They're the main ones that start the whole drama. They're the shit starters. They're the ones that's bringing up all the tea and all the negativity and the drama, and they're the ones creating all the chaos. And that's when people get very gullible and not understanding the truth. I said, honey, I may have done my fair share of shit, but there are people out there that have done their fair share of shit that can't even admit an atone of what they've done. That's why they're doomed to repeat the obstacles that they come around, what they put out there. And until they get tired, they learn, hey, you did a no-no, you did a wrong, the universe won't keep bringing up your struggles every time till you get it right. And until you get it right, that's, you can move on to the next level of your life or some, wherever you gotta go. Sometimes we do things to people, y'all don't understand it. It blocks your blessings of getting where you need to go. I say this every time because I'm trying to get people into your brains. Like, don't sit up here and be dismissive of other people's feelings because you're showing that you don't even care. I had people that were like that were dismissive of some of my feelings. And they say like, oh, we're all going through it. Because if you saying that you know we're all going through it, that means you're fully capable and known. You know what's going on.
and you're putting it out there, opening yourself up to for more drama to come into your life. So you know what's going on. You just don't want to hear it. But when you put that out there in the universe, remember, life is a boomerang. What you put out, you're going to get back. Honey, it's called me being smart. That's why I'm enjoying so much peace right now. But it's going to come back to you. It's going to run right back. Oh, remember you said about this person? Boop! It's going to hit you beside the head. You'd be like, oh, shit. I should have never said this about this person. Because once they find out the truth, how shady you are, honey, your character is destroyed from here on out. And they ain't going to fuck with you like that. Right now, I'm just appreciative and I'm happy that I'm at peace. I'm getting the therapy that I need. What therapy, it even helped too, because what I love about my therapist as well, he was saying that when people say we all going through stuff. They don't know what struggles that they're going through. They're just saying to say it to be quickly dismissive. If they're treating that person with all this respect and they treating the other friend that shitty, and then they're gossiping about that person behind that person's back, 9 times out of 10, they're the ones that's when they demonize their character, and they're the ones that's the shit starters. And people gotta really pay attention to that, because once you break up a friendship of many years, and it's sad. I had to do that. I had to really let go, because I found out some tea or what's going with them. And once I found out, I said, yo, God handle that, because I said, that's not my spot anymore. I'm gonna give it all to you. And I'm glad things got broken up, because people gonna start seeing who they are. And I wish them nothing but the best, but what you put out there, karma's a bitch. You can't get mad once you put it out there. I don't care if you got your own crib. I don't care if you demonize that character. You're going to have a friend that's going to sit there and tell you about yourself, and then you get be embarrassed and shit. But at the same time, I'm glad I've learned so much from it. It was mentally draining, but I'm happy it happened the way it did. Because now look, the blessing on the other side of it all, everything that I've ever that's how I was going to do, it manifested, and I did it. And I can't wait for more manifestation and blessings to really come. So with that there said, please be mindful. Please be open. Reach out to your friend. If you have a friend and they're going through shit, reach out to them. Check them, see how they're doing. You, like, be that open. Be that big of a person. And say, hey, yo, what's going on? I just want to check and see if you're okay. Thank God I have some people that really do check up on me and really do care, because there's some people out there that don't give a fuck because they're going through their own shit, but I want them to break through that so they can win too. So without being said, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. This was the season 2 finale of Booty Bear Talks, the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed. And until the next season of Booty Bear Talks, the podcast, season 3, I will talk to you guys later and hope to hear from you soon, because boo, I'm taking a break. This is a well-needed break, and I can't wait to take this mental break for myself. But don't you guys worry, I will be back. Just catch me on Instagram. You might be popping up me here and there. So go on Buddha Bear Talks the podcast on Instagram, or go to Ray Evolution 1985. Follow Dita, Viva La Dita, Viva La Beauty. Follow Ricky, That's So Alyssa. Follow Ashley, Makeup by Ashley Noel, or the Brew Tube Television. Follow Threes. She's I forgot her Instagram, but follow Trees. She's a dancer, a break of recovery. Oh my gosh. See, that's how you know I'm tongue twisted right now. But yes, follow us. Stay tuned for season 3. And to all that said, it's time to motivate. I love you guys, and I'll bug y'all very, very soon. Peace.